In the heart of the ancient forest, where the trees whisper secrets of old and the air thrums with unseen power, there lay a tale untold, a story of majesty and mystery that beckons the curious and brave. This is the story of the Thunderbird, a creature of immense power and wisdom, revered and feared by those who know its name. Our tale begins on a night where the moon hangs full and daring in the sky, casting silver light that dances through the leaves, and two figures stand at the edge of this ancient world, poised to cross into legend. The air was charged with anticipation, the kind that makes your skin tingle and your heart beat just a bit faster. The forest before them was alive with sounds, each rustle and whisper a testament to the life it held within. It was here, in this moment of heightened senses, that our protagonists find themselves drawn into the embrace of the wild, seeking the truth behind the tales of the Thunderbird. The forest seemed to hold its breath as they stepped into the embrace of the ancient trees, the moonlight guiding their path like a silent guardian. The deeper they ventured, the more palpable the sense of something extraordinary became, a feeling of being on the cusp of the unimaginable. Emma paused, her gaze caught by the shimmer of something ethereal in the distance. With excitement lacing her voice, she said,
"Do you see that, Alex? There's something ahead."
Emma's voice trembled slightly with excitement, her eyes sparkling with curiosity and awe as she gestured toward the ethereal shimmer in the distance. Alex, cautious yet intrigued, squinted into the darkness, trying to discern what had caught Emma's attention. He replied with a blend of skepticism and curiosity,
"I'm not sure, but it's worth checking out. Lead the way."
Alex's voice was steady, a counterbalance to Emma's excitement, but beneath his calm exterior, the thrill of adventure began to stir. As they moved closer, the air around them thickened, charged with a power that seemed to pulsate with the heartbeat of the earth itself. The forest around them grew silent, as if in reverence of the moment they were about to witness. Suddenly, the ground beneath their feet trembled, and a sound like rolling thunder filled the air, yet the sky was clear, stars twinkling in silent mirth. It was then that they saw it, a creature of magnificent proportions, its feathers aglow with the colors of the storm, eyes like lightning, gazing down at them with ancient wisdom. The Thunderbird, guardian of the skies and master of the storm, regarded Emma and Alex with a gaze that pierced to the soul. In that moment, time seemed to stand still, the only sound the beating of their hearts and the soft rustle of feathers in the wind. The Thunderbird spoke, its voice like thunder and whisper combined, a sound that resonated in the chest and echoed in the mind.
"Why have you come, children of the earth? What seeks thee in the heart of my domain?"
The Thunderbird's voice enveloped them, a presence as immense as the sky itself, filled with power and an underlying gentleness that belied its fearsome appearance. Emma, her voice filled with wonder and a hint of reverence, answered,
"We seek understanding, to learn of your wisdom and to hear the stories of the skies. We come with respect, Thunderbird."
Emma's words floated in the air, her sincerity and humility evident in her tone, her gaze never wavering from the magnificent creature before them. The Thunderbird regarded them for a moment longer, its eyes softening.
"Few come seeking wisdom in these times. Your journey is noble, and so I will share with you the tales of the skies, the stories of thunder and lightning, of rain and wind."
The Thunderbird's response came as a gentle rumble, its demeanor shifting to one of a storyteller, ready to impart the ancient tales of the world above. And so, beneath the watchful gaze of the moon and the silent stars, Emma and Alex listened to the Thunderbird's tales. They heard of ancient battles fought in the skies, of the creation of the rivers and mountains, of the dance of the northern lights, and the melody of the rain. Each story was a thread in the fabric of the world, woven with wisdom and a deep love for the earth. As dawn began to break, painting the sky in hues of gold and pink, the Thunderbird spread its vast wings, the colors shimmering in the new light. "Remember what you have learned," it said, "and carry these stories in your hearts. Respect the earth and guard its tales, for they are the legacy of all who dwell upon it. With a final nod, the Thunderbird took to the skies, leaving behind a world that seemed a little brighter, a little more magical, because of the wisdom shared. Emma and Alex stood in silence, watching as the creature disappeared into the dawn, knowing that their lives had been changed forever. In the heart of the ancient forest, where the trees whisper secrets of old, and the air thrums with unseen power, a tale was told, a story of majesty and mystery. This is the legacy of the Thunderbird, a reminder that wisdom and respect for the earth are treasures beyond measure, gifts that illuminate the path for all who seek to walk in harmony with the world. In the aftermath of their extraordinary meeting with the Thunderbird, Emma and Alex found themselves enveloped in the silence of the awakening forest. The experience sparked a deep curiosity about the origins of the Thunderbird myth, leading them, and us, into an exploration of its roots. The Thunderbird, a creature steeped in the mythology of indigenous peoples of North America, transcends mere legend. It embodies the power of nature, acting as a guardian of the skies and a mediator between the earth and the heavens. Its origins are as vast and varied as the cultures that revere it, each version of the tale shimmering with its own unique hues of belief and reverence. To these cultures, the Thunderbird is not just a mythical entity, but a vital part of the natural world, a representation of the unbridled power of the storms and the bringer of rain, essential for life. Its very presence in stories and totems serves as a reminder of the strength and resilience of nature, and of humanity's place within this grand tapestry. The Thunderbird's origins are rooted deeply in the sacred, where the line between the physical and the spiritual blurs. Legends say that the Thunderbird's wings create the thunder, while its eyes flash lightning, commanding the elements with each beat of its heart. These tales, passed down through generations, speak not only of power, but of protection and balance, highlighting the creature's role as a guardian of balance in the world. As the first light of dawn touched the forest, the Thunderbird revealed itself in all its glory. Imagine a creature whose span of wings outstretches the tallest trees, feathers shimmering with the hues of a storm-tossed sea, blues, purples, and grays, each feather edged in a lightning-like silver. Its eyes, deep and penetrating, glow with the fierceness of lightning, yet hold the wisdom of ages. The Thunderbird's form is muscular and majestic, exuding power with every movement, its beak sharp and curved, a formidable tool against its adversaries. The sight of it is awe-inspiring, a visual testament to its dominion over the skies. Among the myriad of tales woven around the Thunderbird, one story resonates with profound significance, echoing themes of sacrifice, balance, and renewal. It is the tale of how the Thunderbird, guardian of the skies, fought a great battle against an enormous serpent that threatened to consume the world. This serpent, massive and relentless, emerged from the depths of the earth, bringing with it destruction and chaos. Its body coiled around mountains, crushing them, its breath poisoned the waters, and its movement caused the earth to tremble. The people, fearful and desperate, called upon the Thunderbird for protection. The Thunderbird, with its commanding presence, took to the skies, its wings thundering, eyes flashing with lightning, ready to confront the serpent. The battle was fierce, the sky and earth mirroring the chaos of their clash. With each strike of the Thunderbird's talons, thunder rolled. With each flash of its eyes, lightning pierced the sky, illuminating the serpent's monstrous form. The struggle continued, neither yielding until the Thunderbird, summoning the full might of the storm, unleashed a powerful bolt of lightning, striking the serpent directly. The serpent, weakened and defeated, retreated back into the depths of the earth. Its reign of terror ended. The victory of the Thunderbird restored balance to the world, its actions reaffirming its role as a protector and guardian. The people celebrated, their songs of gratitude and respect echoing through the valleys, a reminder of the delicate balance between humanity and the natural world. The story of the Thunderbird and the serpent is more than a tale of conflict. It is a profound narrative about the balance of power, the necessity of guardianship, and the interconnectedness of all life. It serves as a... As we reflect on this tale, let us consider our own roles in maintaining the balance of the world around us. How do we act as guardians of our environment? In what ways do we contribute to the harmony or discord of the natural order? As we reflect on this tale, let us consider our own roles in maintaining the balance of the world around us. How do we act as guardians of our environment? In what ways do we contribute to the harmony or discord of the natural order? The legend of the Thunderbird, with its themes of power, protection, and balance, invites us to ponder these questions, encouraging a deeper engagement with the world we inhabit and the legacy we leave for future generations. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.